No way was I going to let this happen. I yelled for Ranger and took off after Dodd. Dodd wasn't that far in front of me, and I had the advantage of shoes. He was sliding in the rain-slicked grass, stepping on God knows what. He went down to one knee, and I body-slammed into the back of him, knocking us both to the ground. He hit with an thanks to 125 pounds of angry female landing on top of him. Well, okay, maybe 127, but not an ounce more, I swear. He was laboring to breathe, and I grabbed the gun, not from any defensive instinct, but out of sheer possessiveness. It was my gun, damn it! I scrambled to my feet and pointed the .38 in Dodd's direction, holding it with both hands to minimize the shaking. It never occurred to me to check for bullets. "Don't move!" I yelled. "Don't fucking move or I'll shoot!" Ranger appeared in my peripheral vision. He put his knee to the small of Dodd's back, snapped cuffs on him, and jerked him to his feet. "The son of a bitch shot me," Ranger said. "Do you believe this lousy shit? A lousy car thief shot me." He shoved Dodd ahead of him toward the road. "I'm wearing a fucking Kevlar vest. You think he could shoot me in the vest? No way. He's such a lousy shot, he's so chicken shit scared he shoots me in my fucking leg." I looked down at Ranger's leg and almost keeled over. "Run ahead and call the police," Ranger said. "And call Al at the body shop to come get my car." "You sure you're going to be okay?"
"Flesh wound, babe. Nothing to worry about."
I made the calls, retrieved my pocketbook and assorted goods from Dodd's house, and waited with Ranger. We had Dodd trussed up like a Christmas goose, face down in the mud. Ranger and I sat on the curb in the rain. He didn't seem concerned with the seriousness of his wound. He said he'd had worse, but I could see the pain wearing him down, pinching his face. I wrapped my arms tight around myself and clamped my teeth together to keep them from chattering. Outwardly, I was keeping a stiff upper lip, trying to be as stoic as Ranger, trying to be confidently supportive. Inside, I was shaking so bad I could feel my heart shivering in my chest.